It's amazing how training motivates not just the dentist, but more importantly, motivates the team members.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
All right, everybody. I'm sorry it's been a few weeks since I've been able to talk to you guys, but life has gotten in the way. I recently moved into a new home, and that has taken quite a bit of time. And then my kids started school, and so I've been focused on that. But guess what? We're back, and I'm joined by my lovely frizzy-haired co-host, Meredith.
That is so kind of you to say. It's a rainy day out there.
I mean, is it not? I mean, you know? Your hair is frizzy. Isn't that the technical term for it?
I don't think that's like the nice term.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like
I'm
curly. Sorry.
Curly. Her, yeah. Let my curly haired host. You know, I don't know much about hair.
Yeah. We knew what you meant.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
The best part is most of them can't see, so it's even better.
If you're a first time listener to the podcast, please be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, so that you can see Meredith's curly hair.
Slash frizzy. Well, before we get into today's episode, we do have a new review.
That is amazing.
So I just wanted to share it. So hopefully it will encourage the rest of you, if you haven't left us a review before, to please do so. This one is 5 stars. You know, I always like to mention. What if
I'm sure if it was one star,
we
wouldn't read it. Please don't encourage them to leave one.
Trust T-Bone and 3D Dentists. I have been going to 3D Dentist courses and listening to T-Bone's podcast for many years. So many great clinical and business pearls. T-Bone and Meredith are the same in person as they are in this podcast. Real, authentic people that care about their listeners and the 3D Dentist family that actually care about your success.
We do. I actually care about people being successful. I want them to be successful. In fact, I want them to be more successful than me.
I know. There's nothing better, right?
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
I think that it's funny that we say we care about their success, and then today we're kind of going to talk about
my success.
Well, no, I was going to say we're talking about like a fail.
My future success based on a failure.
Yeah. So tell us what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah,
today.
So we're bringing ortho back.
Right.
I should get some Justin Timberlake music.
I was going
to say. Whatever. So we're going to bring ortho back in our practice. And, you know, we were doing so good in orthodontics. Probably this is pre-pandemic now, right?
Yeah.
So 2018, 2019, we were doing probably 60 to 70 cases a year. And that was when Meredith was running our orthodontics department or our orthodontics program in our practice. And then we went through a person change and
a couple of people change.
It dropped a little bit. They weren't as, I don't want to say anything negative about them, but they weren't as
good as you. Are you giving me a compliment?
I guess. But they weren't as engaged as Meredith was.
Somebody record this.
And then pandemic came. And then basically at that point, it just went away.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where I literally one day told the office, we no longer do orthodontics. Sure. We refer it all out, even the simple cases, because I just didn't want it in the practice anymore. And, you know, it's time to bring it back.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about why, what made us want to do it, some things that we're going to continue to do, some things we're going to change, and talk about a goal, because I think we have an opportunity, all of us, to really leverage into a treatment modality or product that patients are looking for. And there's more choices than ever to provide your patients with orthodontics.
Right.
Did I do a good job there? Kind of what happened? Did I miss anything there?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple things. One, we had a champion
on
the thing. And, you know, we talk about champions all the time. I always like to share, as a past champion, just because you're the champion, that doesn't mean you don't have to do anything else, or you don't do anything else, or you do it all.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think one of the things that people often misunderstand is the champion doesn't mean it's fully dedicated. Like, you weren't dedicated to ortho.
Right.
I mean, it was
my priority for sure.
It was your primary.
And then I was a treatment coordinator whenever I was available, or it could be available.
You know, 50 to 60 cases doesn't justify a full-time orthodontic person.
And I would say, we didn't really have an ortho champion half dedicated to it until 5 cases a month.
Yeah.
That was kind of where we
and
had to get to.
That's kind of where we got to.
Yeah. And then our goal was 10 cases a month, and we were slowly getting there. We usually did about 7 to 8 average, but we also weren't doing a lot of, like we'll talk about, outside marketing and all of that. This was kind of just within the practice.
Yeah. So let's keep going. What's your next question, Mary?
So as people changed and we had lots of turnover, then it became, you know, a couple hands in the pot, different people, and then it was lots of refinements.
Yeah.
The cases weren't as diligently planned. So on the beginning side, we were having lots of refinements. Case fees were going up.
Yeah, it became not profitable for me, basically. You know, frankly speaking,
you weren't interested in it.
It became a pain in my rear end.
Yes.
I personally became uninterested in it because I was more and more focused on implant dentistry.
Yes.
And then, you know, when I lost you and then lost the other people that came after you, then the burden fell back to me.
Right.
And I was having to do the initial plan and then writing it like, hey, change this, change that. And it became honestly a burden. And then on top of that, when Align, you know, raised their prices by $300, $400, $500, $600,
right,
you know, that hurt me too. And so I finally got to a point where I was like, this is not worth the effort. And so I gave up. Mm-hmm. And basically, and I, as a competitor, I hate giving up, but I gave up.
So here we are.
Yeah.
And so why would we start this again?
Yeah. Number one, revenue.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing a flatlining in our practice. We're flattening out. And you know, just like I experienced in 2008, what I did then was I said, hey, what can I keep in the office? What am I giving away or sending away? And the revenue that this generates is totally worth it. Now, the challenge is you got to be profitable.
Right.
But the revenue there is there. Two, the demand is there.
Patients are asking.
Yeah, man. This clear line of market is expected to double, triple, quadruple over the remaining decade. So there's no question that the demand is there for orthodontic clear aligner therapy for adults wanting to look better. You know, I'm not trying to play in the teenager game or the adolescent game, but I'm trying to play in the adult game. And then I'm a competitor. I'm a competitive person. I don't like talking to my friends and other colleagues and they're like, oh, we're doing great with them. I'm like, well, why am I sucking at it? You know, and
give those teenagers like 10 years. Well, they'll need bounce back refinement.
You know, and so I was like, I want to compete. And I don't think we have a bad team. We have a good, all the pieces in place, but I was, you know, I needed a little bit of a spark or a little bit of a motivation to get it going. And when a good personal friend of mine, Jennifer, Jen, as we call her, when she came to me and said that she started work with a company called Candid Pro and that I need to hear about it, you know, honestly, I wasn't very interested, but because I have respect for her and, you know, I wanted to hear her out. And then when it came down to it, I looked at it. I was like, okay, this does make sense. It answers a lot of my questions. Some things I was definitively, you know, skeptical about. But, you know, we've now tried the product for about 9, 10 months, you know, 10 months or so. We're seeing nice results and some very unique features and a profitability component of it. Making it easier for me, that really I feel is helping quite a bit.
What do you feel like in the planning process is making it easier for you now than it used to be?
Well, a couple of things stick out to me. One is they have US-based orthodontists that will actually plan the case before I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I can online schedule a conversation with them if I'm stuck or if I don't like this or I'm trying to change something, or I can actually talk to a US
orthodontist, not a tech that's somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, there may be good techs that are somewhere else. I'm not trying to disparage that, but I get to talk to a licensed US orthodontist to help me with cases, which for me is helpful, especially when I've had a bad taste in my mouth with cases not going, you know, with open bites and cases not moving and things like that. So that was certainly one part of it on the front end to help me make sure I do good cases, get them set up correctly, All of those things was helpful. And then, of course, you know, having sat through Matt Standridge ortho class here at 3D Dentist, you know, helped me get a different appreciation of how the, I call it the cartoon, how it should be set up and what things to look for, when to slow down movements, which movements are harder, when to use attachments, when to force attachments, things like that. That all those things kind of gave me a little boost of confidence in terms of what was possible and what I should be looking for and doing. And then having the licensed orthodontist kind of on the front end helped me really kind of made it a lot easier for us.
Yeah, well, I was going to say just sending, I mean, we had a couple team members come to the ortho course and just having them more knowledgeable and I think motivates them to want to be part of the cases.
Yeah, it's amazing you mentioned that because I think that's kind of one of the things that happened, let's call it pandemic beyond is I lost my interest in orthodontics.
Right.
And, you know, frankly speaking, I had started losing it well before that, but you and Michelle and Melissa and all of them had kept that interest in my stead.
As a team-driven
approach. Right. And so then once I had lost those people and you had moved over here to 3D, there was nobody interested in it.
Right.
And so I think it's amazing how training motivates not just the dentist, but more importantly, motivates the team members. And I'm glad you brought that up. Is so much of all of this training is not just for us, the dentist, to get knowledgeable, but really to empower our team members and for them to see what's out there, what's possible. You know, like another class that I think is like that is smile design. Like that is a no-brainer program that every dentist listening to this should take from us. And I'm not trying to be a commercial, but like it literally.
And bring a team member.
Bring 100%. Yeah. Bring the team member. Like you're missing the point of that program and what that's about if you're not bringing the team members, so that your team members can really engage and kind of drive that for you. And, you know, you're just there to kind of help keep things motivated and keep things moving
execute.
Along.
Yeah. You're really there to execute and deliver, especially for smile design, but especially for ortho too.
Ortho is no different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's even easier in theory because with cosmetics use, the dentist has to prep, you know, with orthodontics, there is no preparation outside of IPR.
Yeah. Well, I think patient compliance was also a problem that we had prior.
There's nothing you could do. You didn't know if patients were compliant.
They'd cancel their appointment. They knew they weren't compliant, so they'd cancel appointments, and they would just put it off, right? And then we'd be further and further down the pipeline and then have to start over.
And I had heard all of these things from my previous aligner company that they're moving to 12-week check-ins with patients and 1 week wear. And so I went all in on that stuff. I was like, oh, that sounds totally great. But then the problem is your patient's changing trays every week. They come at the 12-week mark, and like it's so far off.
Yeah.
That you're like you've wasted probably seven of those weeks.
Right.
You know, wearing trays essentially for no reason. And so one of the other things I absolutely love about Candid Pro is their virtual patient monitoring. It's included in every case. You know, they have a great. They call it AI. I don't know all the technical details. All I know is each, you know, every week or
our
two.
Our patients are doing it.
The patients are doing it. I get an email and it says, hey, move forward, don't move forward. It tells you, hey, you need to contact the patient, get the patient. I mean, it makes it, honestly, it makes it pretty much relatively foolproof to at least, you know, to me, it doesn't make it foolproof that things are going to always work 100% of the time. Right. But as soon as something's not right, it you know.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, maybe 2 week wear needs to be 3 week wear because we're doing a harder movement. Maybe, you know, all these things that we just cookie cuttered it. What we had allowed aligner companies to do is just cookie cutter orthodontics. And it's not a cookie cutter system. Each tooth moves differently. Each person moves differently. Each type of movement is a little bit different. And so this gives us a little bit more control, a little bit more say in treatment, and allows us to do it in a way that's super convenient for the patient, super convenient for us. And honestly, now when I can show the patient this is what's happening, it's no longer my fault. It's no longer my aligner treatment plan. I don't no longer feel horrible that, you know, maybe it's something I did. It gives me a lot of confidence, and it really puts a lot of the onus back onto the patient, which I love.
Yeah, and I think this is one of the things we picked up from COVID. The few patients we did have in aligners, we'd be like, just text us a picture, you know? And this is so much better because this is almost like them coming in for their scan.
Yeah.
Just to see kind of where they are in treatment. It's made it so much less chair time for us, with us being only having to see them we're only seeing most patients a couple times throughout treatment.
Yeah, you know, so like now we're literally averaging 12 weeks between a physical check-in, but again, we're checking in weekly.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's what's amazing about it. And
yeah.
It's fantastic.
So are we going to have another one of those parties where I failed?
Yeah, so
the other, my fail story we like
so,
to do.
So what I told Jen with Candid was, hey, let's just, she told me all the different things that they could do. And I said, listen, Jen.
Yeah. From a marketing standpoint.
Yeah. And I want to talk about, I don't want to jump into all of that. I want to trust the clinical process first. So I said, let me just work on the patients we have. Because last thing I want to do is do some marketing, do cases, and then and the shit the
product's
hits the fan.
Not what you,
you know, and then I'm fixing up things like I had to do in the past. So I said, let me start with my own patients, some of my team members. And then when the time is right, then we'll look at how do we do more of this. And we'll reach that point. Yeah. And what I love is that they have a proven plan. So between doing like evening events, you know, sip and scan. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys come up with fancy names for this stuff. I call it discount night.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, between doing that, between helping put together the ads for our social media campaign, literally helping with putting together the emails that we're going to send out through our practice management system, you know, between having, you know, example cases and things like that, between basically setting us up for success, I'm going to put all of that to the test now. And so part of doing this episode is to share with you guys where we're at, what we're doing, but also to hold all of us accountable that it is possible, to hold me accountable, because I'm putting it out there that, you know, we want to grow our aligner business. And I'm saying to you as a trusted voice, hopefully, that Candid says they can do this. And I'm going to share with you guys. This is exactly what we're doing, exactly what we did. And we're going to see the results. And so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And so on the marketing side, there's going to be internal marketing. There's going to be external marketing. There's going to be promotional events. All of these things that they're going to hold, they claim to hold our hand with, and I will be living proof of whether they do that or not.
Yeah. So where are we at now? Where do we want to be? What are our goals with?
So the one thing we forgot to mention was profitability of these cases are better.
Yeah.
One, there's reduced chair time, but there's also a reduced lab fee.
Right.
And you know that reduced lab fee isn't a few a few hundred bucks; it's $500, $600, $700, and so. That does help. I've always been that person that says you don't pick somebody based on the cost of things, but you have to be mindful of profitability. So between a lower lab fee, between a
less chair time,
it allows me to be competitive.
And because, they just came out with a retainer product.
Yeah. Wow. And what I was finding, and I'm sure many of you listening are seeing this, I was having a hard time keeping up price-wise with the high volume orthodontic practices in our area, you know, because if somebody's, I don't know what the status is, call them high level gold, diamond, whatever status they
diamond,
have, they're platinum, you know, bazooka. Yeah. I don't know.
You know. Olympics, if they're in the aligner Olympics.
Yeah. So whatever they are, they pay significantly less than me.
Right.
And then they offer a lesser price to patients. And I totally get that. I would too, but it makes it to where I can't compete at $3,500, $4,000 a case, like some of these offices are doing, especially when I'm doing one or two cases a month. Yeah. You know, if I'm giving away $2,000 in the lab fee, there's literally not much left. And so what I did appreciate is that it gives me something to stand on to be competitive in our overly competitive market.
Yes. So. Well, when we started getting back on, we were at zero cases.
Yep. Literally zero cases.
Yeah. So like when I was doing it, we were doing aligners when patients asked and we're committing that day, right? Because we really didn't have many people. We didn't have anyone to follow up with them. We were just developing a full-time treatment coordinator. So at that time, we really were just doing patients who either paid that day or called back.
Or begged.
Yeah.
They're basically
or
begging.
Called back to pay. Otherwise, it was like we would follow up at 6 months. hey, are you still interested? And it was just kind of like that cycle of constant. So now we're at zero cases and we want to be.
Well, now a year in, we're probably averaging 1.5 to 2 cases a month.
Okay.
So we went for years basically at zero cases.
Yes.
And then in the last 10 months, we're averaging 1.5 to 2 cases a month.
Okay.
Let's call it two cases a month.
Yeah.
So now my goal by the end of 2024 is to see ourselves averaging 5 cases a month.
Okay.
Okay. So that doesn't mean that we're going to average 5 over the year, but by December, I can see that we're at that 4 to 5 case per month ballpark. Yeah. So that way, when we get to 2025, you know, I would love to see us get between 60 to 100 cases, aligner cases in for 2025. That would be an amazing goal for us.
Okay. And so for right now, we have your assistant kind of overseeing the cases, making sure the doctors are checking the treatment plans, getting back to the patients, getting them scheduled and delivering their buttons. And then different assistants are usually or whoever is available can see them for the follow-ups.
Yeah, so the championship mentality still exists.
Right.
Okay, it's hopefully going to be slightly different in the sense that somebody has to own the patient, because now we get emails every week on the patients, right? Somebody has to own this, has to contact them. Somebody has to manage the cases going to the lab, coming back from lab. Now, ultimately, the dentist has to approve everything. But what we found with me in the past was getting me to approve things.
You said, I get those emails?
Yeah.
You said, I hope I'm not the only one getting those emails.
So, you know, we have an assistant in the practice. My assistant will be kind of overseeing much of that.
Yeah.
But, I don't believe I'll be doing the cases. I believe Dr. Hetrick in our practice will be doing the vast majority of the cases. I'll do some of the cases. If they're related to implants or cosmetics, I'll do some of those cases. But ultimately, it'll still be an assistant-driven process. And then we're going to be a little bit more aggressive on pricing to be competitive in our market. And what I mean by aggressive in pricing is we're going to focus on 24-month no-interest financing for our patients. I'm going to try to focus on the $180, $170 a month ballpark. If I can get cases into the $4,000 range, $4,000, $4,200 ballpark.
Case fee wise, we've dropped significantly.
Yeah, you know, we were charging $5,500.
Yeah.
And what I was told is we're uncompetitive, and the patients we were doing were basically my patients that loved us and
just
didn't want to go anywhere else. So now we want to be competitive.
Right.
I'm not going to play the price game, but I will play the financing game.
Right.
To keep my average unit price as reasonable as possible.
Yeah, and that includes a set of aligners and is all laid out for each patient on our firm financial menu that's presented to them. And
So that's kind of it. I mean, I guess we're making an announcement that we're bringing ortho back.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, if this goes well for me in the next 3 months, what we will do at 3D Dentist, what will be available to each of you is an amazing program where you can piggyback off of what we're doing at 3D Dentist with Candid Pro to bring it into your practice, to get significantly preferred pricing, to be able to tap into the marketing that we're doing, to be able to tap into some of the virtual training that we'll be hosting as well. So we want to make, at 3D Dentist, my goal is to make orthodontics, clear line of therapy, an important part of what we do, what your practice does, and we want to support you in making that happen, not put you on an island where you're trying to figure it out yourself and you wonder, where do I go, what do I go, what do I got to do? We just want to help you get more successful.
Yeah, well, to kick it off in 2025, Candid Pro will be giving 2 cases to any doctor who comes to our clear aligner program.
Let's talk about that. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so they'll be throwing in 2 cases there. Technically, it's 1 for a team member, 1 for any patient of your choice. But the team member one is super valuable because we were laughing about the buttons. Did you know I'm wearing braces or something like that? We did more cases when we had team members in aligners. Even if every team member in your practice has perfect teeth, just throw them in a retainer. Yeah. But then that way when patients say, oh, I just don't want a lisp or I don't want buttons, I don't want to wear aligners, then you can say, oh, did you know Megan's in them? Megan, yeah. Can you pop in? And they're like, oh, wow. What's even better is when they say that to you and you're like, oh, did you notice I'm in them?
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh my gosh, no way. So you can also, if you want to go ahead, there is Candid Pro does offer training and yeah. Onboarding and all of that. So it does take a little while. It's not like you can start your case tomorrow. So if they do want to sign up, they can go to 3D-dentist.com/CandidPro.
Okay. 3D-dentist.com/CandidPro. I forgot about our promotion with them. So,
yeah.
So basically, if you sign up for our clear aligner training program with Matt Standridge, basically, you're going to get the training program, and now you're going to get two free cases with it as part of signing up for the program. So if you've been thinking about doing the training with Matt, no better time than now to get that done, because now you'll get a couple of free cases with it, which basically more than pay for the training and everything else. So that's fantastic.
March 6th and 7th.
March 6th and 7th is the training.
And we'll be a part of that on the second day.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So I'll be teaching part of that class now. And me and Meredith will be teaching you and the team members on case acceptance and what we know are the foundations of doing great care for your patients.
So yeah.
I'm super excited about that. Anything else, Mayor Bear?
I think that's all.
I'm
excited for bringing Ortho back.
Yeah, me too. So if we can help you in any way, if you're looking for something, if you're feeling down in the dumps and you're like, hey, I'm bored with practice and you're just looking to jumpstart it, check out 3D Dentist. We'd love to have you here at the retreat. We'd love to help you in your practice. We'd love to help train your team. And that's it. See you guys next week. Bye.